This week's podcast is brought to you by Myers Auto Parts in Marion, Kentucky. Stop by and see Ronnie or Kathy or Kyle and all the rest of the crew at Myers Auto Parts, your local Napa store. Welcome to this week's podcast. Crittenden County is coming off of a 33-6 loss at Union County. The number 10 team in Class 3A, the Braves. Not a bad opponent, Coach Starnes, and they gave us all we wanted.
Yeah, Chris, they're 5-0 for a reason, and you know, they're very physical. They execute well. They play hard. They have some athletes. You know, and they can run and throw the ball. So you know, it makes it difficult for a team to stop. You know, going back and watching the film, you know, I was very frustrated Friday night, and rightfully so in our execution. Because I mean, they're a good football team, Union County. I'm not taking anything away from them, but you know, we're our worst enemy, and we keep saying this over and over again. But you know, we're stopping ourselves a lot because we're making mistakes and we're not focused. And you know, that's what we want to work out. As I told the kids Friday night, that you know, I don't want to give up on them. I'm not going to give up on them, on the potential that this group has. And they have to find a way to find out the reason why that we're not playing better now than when we did when we first started. Because, you know, you're supposed to get better as you play. And I get you as far as opponents, and they dictate part of that too. But that has nothing to do with the mistakes that you make and the lack of focus that you have going into a ball game. And that's my fault. I take full responsibility because I just didn't feel like that we were ready to play. And we're going to have to make sure that we change that in the upcoming weeks.
Mm-hmm. Was it a level of enthusiasm or, like you say, just some maybe some responsibilities or a combination of both?
Well, you know, it's hard to say exactly what it is.
It didn't seem like as much emotion as you
would want to see. No, that's exactly right. And that's what you have to find out the reason why. And I don't know why that is. You know, I do know that early in the week I had to send the whole team back in because I didn't think from practice, because I didn't think the enthusiasm was there. And I said, this is Union County week and we got to go, you know, we got to get excited for it. And we just weren't excited for it. And I don't know why that is. I mean, I know one kid that was really excited, Brock Langston. You know, he was excited about playing. He played at Union County and
to your starter over there,
and so he came to us and he's starting for us at the same position, and he was excited about playing. And
I talked to him on the sideline a great deal during the game, and it was excitement early, but then it turned to some frustration.
Because we weren't doing the things that we could that's it. And you know that Brock played well, played hard, as did a lot of our kids did. And you know, and going back and watching the film, and I was very frustrated after the game, and to the point where, you know, I think that we need to change some things in practice, what we do to try to make them have enthusiasm, and that's not the case. It's just on every play, one person making a mistake, and when you do that against a good team, you can't expect good results, and you can do that against a bad team, and you can get good results. But, you know, if you don't do what you're supposed to on that play against a good team, then you're going to see the negative yardage. And I think that's what happened, or negative things happen, you know, and missed tackles on defense. You know, and I have to give them credit, too, because Bledsoe is a powerful running back. Mm-hmm. And then they had that
R.J. Savage.
R.J. Savage.
You can't see him. He's so low.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, and I've watched the games before that, and they did the same thing, missed tackles, you know, because he's so low, he's powerful, and he's quick, that you can't hardly wrap him up when you do have a hold of him.
One guy didn't bring them down very often.
No, and you had to game tackle, and you know, I thought that you know, that we settled in some on defense, and you know, but again, when you're able to run the football and also throw the football, so when you try to run, and that's their mentality, they want to run it. Then when you then when you force them to throw it, then they have the athletes that they do. It really is it really makes for a long night, and it did for us. So you know, I fully expect them. You know, to give Caldwell a run for their money.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting game this week. Mm-hmm. of course, we've got homecoming this week and Fulton City coming in. We'll talk about that on Thursday. But I did want real briefly talk about around the district this week. Russellville beat Murray 28-21, and Murray's not as good as they have been. Clarksville Academy beat Fulton 64-6. Clarksville Academy is not your typical Clarksville high-type football team. They're a small school there, a private school. And then Greenfield beat Fulton County 53-6, and Greenfield is not a powerhouse in West Tennessee either. So those scores don't bode well for the Fultons, but Russellville continues to win.
Yeah, and, you know, Russellville's still going to be Russellville. They're solid. Mm-hmm. They're going to have athletes, and, you know, it's going to have to come down to that we're not making the mistakes that we're making now in order to do that. The sad thing is this is the fifth game of the year, and we're saying the same thing about mistakes, and that's ownership of ourselves, and we have to take that, and we have to figure out how we can be the best player that we can be so that we can be the best team. And it's improvement. You have to improve, and you can't be complacent. You can't be satisfied with your performance. You've got to practice harder to be better, and that's what we expect from them. And so that's why I say, you know, the potential is there for us to do that. We have the potential to do that. You know, you go back and look at Caldwell, which is in my mind, a lot better defensive team than what we faced Friday night. Not taking anything away from Union,
right,
but I think Caldwell's a better team. We're able to execute early and get up on them. We weren't able to do that against Union County because that's on us, and we're not doing the little things that we need to do.
I know a lot of the listeners, I know some of the fans were talking about it after the game. Wasn't real sure what happened down there on the one play, and we'll set this up. But it was right before the safety, I believe it was, or just maybe a series before the safety. We'd driven the ball down inside the 30-yard line, and we were second down and three, and we take a couple of shots in the end zone and don't get either one of those. Now we're facing fourth and short. And we Hunter gets in under center, and then they snap the ball way over Devin Nesbitt's head. Explain that play.
Well, I mean, it's a play that we have in our offensive package.
It's a trick play,
and basically what you're trying to do is you have tendencies, and all coaches watch the film, and there's tendencies on formations and what you do in certain formations, and our tendency is when we get under center, because we're very seldom under center, then we run inside quite a bit. And so what we were doing at that particular time is trying to get them to think that we're under center, we're going to run a certain play, snap it between Hunter Boone's legs and get Devin Nesbitt where we just catch him off guard. Uh-huh. You know, and so it just didn't work.
We called Devin off guard.
Yeah, called Devin off guard, and it's a play that didn't work. And you have those plays in your playbook that don't work, and then you have to assess whether or not it's one that you want to continue to do, or you have to tweak it and figure out what it is that's going to make it work. But, you know, and I understand that situation. You know, you have second and two or three, and the biggest thing at that point mentally in your mind should be to get the first down and keep the drive alive. And, you know, that's what we have to look at doing is making sure that we continue to get that drive. And I get trying to get it in the end zone, trying to get the score. I understand that. But then we got to come back and do what we do and try to get it get the first down and keep the drive alive. But, you know, once again, that's an example of our mistake and not what Union caused us to do, but what we did. And so then they have the ball in great field position, and then I'm sure that they were able to score at that point. But, you know, we just have to make sure that we minimize those mistakes, and that's what we said going into that game. You know, you simply cannot make the mistakes that we make and expect to win against good teams. And our goal is the same as it's always been, that as a coaching staff, we want these kids to be prepared and playing well enough that when Russellville comes to town, that we want to have a chance at the district championship. Our goal is still that way. Our focus is still that way. We just have to make sure that all players that are out there's focus and goals the same as ours.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the individual play last week over at Union County. Hunter Boone, 21 of 34 through one interception. They had 132 yards passing. He surpasses Nick Castiller in the all-time completions and all-time attempts category. And Hunter's in the top six in passing statewide, all classes. So still a great season for Hunter. And then Cody.
Yeah, you know, and let me say this about Hunter. I thought Hunter had a good night throwing the football. I think that Hunter was pressured quite a bit.
Yeah.
That I think that we didn't, our pass protection wasn't the way it needed to be to hold the players out. But I thought Hunter's composure was there. I thought that he didn't force plays under duress that he could have, that we've seen that in four. So I thought Hunter grew as a quarterback Friday night, even though he was scrambling and even though he was getting hit quite a bit. I thought he grew as a quarterback.
Yeah, and ran the ball a time or two.
Exactly.
Pretty strong as he can. Might look at him at fullback.
Or guard, maybe.
And a great outing by Cody Belt. I know you select him as offensive player of the week. Cody just continues to get better and better. He had 8 catches for 48 yards. And Ethan Dossett, who's kind of led the team, had 6 catches, but they were all short stuff for 16 yards. Brandon Lamy, 4 catches for 26. So 3 receivers, pretty good games.
Yeah, I mean, they did. They had the catches. And you know, the screens are part of our package. The short game is part of our package. And I thought that we came out and threw the ball well early, and I thought that we could establish something there early. You know, with Cody catching the ball, made some great catches in some traffic there. And so he was the offensive player of the game and just continued to step up and get better, which is good because we have to have him. We're going to have all those guys. And you know, we're able to throw the football, and those guys are very capable of catching the football. We just have to make sure that we run the right routes when a play's called.
It seemed like they really paid particular attention where Ethan was at. Obviously, for you know, Ethan's in the top five. I think he's number 5 pass receiving in the state. So he's going to draw some added attention. They had Ricketts.
Yeah, and that's what we needed to do. You know, they had Ricketts on him, and so you know, you need to make sure that you're able to push the ball outside when that happens because it's a little softer corner than what it was, and it showed with those guys on the outside catching the football. So we did what we had to do, and we just didn't execute enough to make sure that, you know, when we get in the red zone that we continue to score and make the play.
Brandon Lamy, another great game offensively, defensively, and special teams. He returned long kickoff.
I thought Brandon Lamy probably played the best game that he's ever played.
Yeah, I think so.
All the way around. Yeah. He was a co-defensive player of the game, you know. He has 7 solos. He has an assist. He has a blocked extra point. He has a sack. He has a caused fumble. And then he was also a special teams player. I mean, he'd get the football and he'd hit the hole in the middle and give us great field position all the time, which we want to see happen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that he just played an overall game, both in all phases, offense, defense, and special teams. So, you know, kudos to Brandon Lamy.
Great job of him. A lot of other guys on defense. Beavers continues to obviously shine. 9 solo tackles, 4 assists, 3 tackles for loss, and a sack.
Yeah, and Beavers was also co-defensive player of the game again, as well as lineman of the week. I mean, Beavers goes both ways, and his motor never quits. And, you know, there's not a more likable guy on the field than he does. You know, you're trying to get on to him, and he's looking at you, and he's smiling at you. You can't go any farther with him. He's just, you know, such a super kid. And he had 9 solos. He had 4 assists. He had 3 tackles for losses and had a sack and just continues both offense and defense to do a great job.
A lot of other guys on defense, too. Of course, they ran a lot of plays, too, so gave a lot of guys opportunities. And several had some big numbers. Your freshman, Kay McAllister, again, had a big – certainly, I think he had most of his in the first half, had 5 solos. Joyce had 4 solos. Dickerson, 4 solos. Estes, 3. You know, pretty good games out. Nesbitt, 5. Of course, you don't like to see your safety making a lot of tackles, and Nesbitt had 5 of them.
Yeah, you know, and I thought those guys did a great job. You know, can't say enough about Caden McAllister coming in as a freshman and doing the job that he did. And, you know, and it shows. Mitchell Joyce coming in and, you know, and getting the tackles. It just shows that these kids can play, you know. But I also have to say that, you know, I thought Gavin Dickerson had one of his best games Maybe not in terms of stats, but in terms of leadership. Mm-hmm. You know, and I listened to him the whole night talking about trying to pump the guys up and not quitting. And you know, those are types of leaders that we have to have. And we have to be able to do that, to say it, to get out there, and then to show it as well. So you have to be a leader by example. You can be a leader vocally. But, you know, I thought that he did a great job in the locker room at halftime, trying to get the kids, the players, to understand that it's not over, that we need to fight. Whether we're going to win a game or not, it's not etched in stone at that point. But we are going to fight, and that's what is evident. And that's what we always say. You know, we don't know if we're going to win or lose a game, but we know whether we're going to fight. And that's what we want these kids to understand, that every game that we out there, every play, every down, we're going to fight until we can't fight anymore. Mm-hmm. And he was in the locker room, Gavin, and making sure that the kids understand that that's what we need to do. And I think that we did do that. I just think that we made too many mistakes, and we have to minimize those mistakes.
Some guys I saw there at the end of the game that I thought was still, you know, playing, and a lot of them were, but Sean O'Leary, I think in particular, had a sack late. And then Brady Burke, somebody we had mentioned too.
Those two kids' motors never quit. I mean, they play hard. They get after you, and you know, they're passionate about what they do. And you know, and that's what we have to understand, that you know, when I talk to these kids about taking ownership and responsibility of their own play, they have to have pride in their performance. And if they don't have pride in their performance, which means that it doesn't matter who sees me mess up, they're not going to get any better. When you have pride in that, then you're going to improve and you're going to get better. Look, there's nothing that we can do about the lack of competition daily in practice, because it is what it is. Yeah. And so kids know that they're going to get out there and they're going to start the next week, no matter whether they have a good week of practice or a bad week of practice. That comes internally when you want to get better and improve, because nobody's there to push you. There's no substitute for competition daily in a position. When you don't have that, you got to have it has to be internal, and you have to do that from with inside to make sure that we play as well as we can possibly play as a team.
Well, we're going to have a week here where we have Fulton County, our district starts. We go in 2-3, it'll be our first district game of season, 2-3 overall. And Fulton County comes in here without a win. So this is going to be, Fulton City comes in without a win. You just try to get better this week, and you know what you've got coming in. It's homecoming. It's probably as good a homecoming game as we could ask for, and a lot of festivities and such that go on surrounding that game. So look forward to having a big crowd on Friday. I think there's going to be some special things going on, and the distinguished alumni folks are going to be in here.
And that's good, Chris. It's just, you know, there's a lot of distractions goes on. That's what concerns a coach. Yep. We do have a team that we feel like that we can beat, but you know, it's not going to be about them. It's going to be about the mistakes that we can eliminate and see if we can improve from that point. So that's what the focus is going to be this week. So, but it's going to be a lot of distraction. It's a homecoming, and you know, for a coach, it's you know, you don't want to see all this, but for kids, you can understand it. And it's
everybody likes
deal.
A parade.
Yeah, everybody likes a parade, and we'll be there.
All right, well, we'll get back together on Thursday, and we will talk about Fulton City.
All right, buddy, we'll see you.
Thanks, Coach.